so you can become a successful stock trader. There are tons of investment books out there. Let's just get one thing out of the way. While it's true that this book is yet another of many stock investment books in the marketplace, most of those stock investment books have it all wrong. This book is intended to help newbie traders such as you cut through the hype and fluff and get to the good stuff as quickly as possible. You need to avoid my mistakes and benefit from what I got right. By getting the right information from the very beginning, you put yourself in a better position. You increase your chances of trading profitably, consistently. I can't emphasize the word consistently enough. Make no mistake about it, anybody can get lucky from time to time. Unfortunately, luck is not going to put food on the table. Luck can fall short. You need a clear idea as to what works so you can trade with a higher chance of consistent profit. Stock trading is a journey. I wish I could tell you that just by reading this book, you will become a millionaire. Unfortunately, nobody can make that guarantee. You have to understand that stock trading is a journey, and just like any trip, it involves growth. It involves changing your perspective, and yes, it involves overcoming challenges. This book steps you through the jungle of confusing stock market talk and terms and puzzling strategies. Instead, I explain strategies in clear everyday English so you can make truly informed decisions when looking for trading opportunities, timing your buying and selling, and reinvesting your profits. I wish you the very best in your journey into the amazing and richly rewarding world of stock trading. Chapter 1. Stop! Read this before you start. Before you get all excited about diving into this book and putting it into action, I need to stop you in your tracks. You can't just jump in with both feet and start opening online brokerage accounts and trading away. It doesn't work that way. You have to make sure that you have the preliminary steps out of the way. Otherwise, you're simply doing things randomly and you're doing things based on emotion. While I appreciate the fact that you are excited about this whole venture, it's too easy to trade impulsively. It's too easy to make investment decisions that aren't based on facts. It's crucial that you make sure that you have the basics out of the way so you can increase your chances of being successful in stock trading. Please pay attention to the following questions. They will help you get prepared properly for your journey into stock trading. Do you have the time to research? Make no mistake about it. When it comes to stock trading, you have to research and you have to do it right. This takes time. Most people think they know how to research, but it turns out that they have no clue. You have to give yourself the time and the space to do adequate research on the stocks that you will be buying or research on stock trading strategies. There are certain strategies that don't require you to research the stock. You only need to pay attention to the volume and trader activity in that stock. The key question here is whether you have the time to do proper research on whatever trading strategy you're going to be pursuing so you can increase your chances of being successful. Are you curious enough? A lot of people read books because they're desperate for information. They just look at books to solve a problem. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but if you really want to take things to a much higher level as far as your trading success goes, you have to be curious. You can't just look for information. You also have to pay attention to the implications. You also have to be curious as to how to connect the dots and whether knowing one piece of information can lead to another piece of information. That's how you can learn powerful strategies in no time at all. It all depends on your curiosity. For people who aren't curious, all of this can be a chore. It can be a hassle for them. Their hearts are not in it, and they're only doing it because they need to make money quickly. I hope you can see the difference. If you're curious, you are more likely to come up with interesting solutions as well as spot potential problems. This leads you to being able to identify greater opportunities. Do you have funds ready to invest? This part is really important. If you want to trade in stocks, you need to make sure that you have proper capital. Do you have the money to invest?